the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So a big gig has been announced for Slane for next year. Who do you think it might be? If you were going through all of the possibilities, would you have thought of Luke Combs? John Cadell and D-Ready are with us, as they weren't with us on Tuesday. I know I'm going to show my ignorance now here, John, but Luke who?
Well, Matt, you're not down with the kids. That's the problem. He's a massive country music star. Think like Morgan Wallen levels of fame. Played here and sold out the Three Arena 2 years ago, and now he's back and he will fill Slane. Country music has never been more popular in this country than it is now. Contemporary country music is huge right now. So yeah, he'll do it. He'll sell it out.
It's a remarkable decision though, isn't it, when you think, D-Ready, of all of those who have been at Slane before. U2, yeah, Thin Lizzy, Oasis, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, Queen, David Bowie, The Rolling Stones, Guns N' Roses, Metallica and Madonna. And now we're going country.
I mean, there was a lot of talk when Madonna played about, you know, it being a new departure for Slane. Likewise, when Robbie Williams and Eminem, I think this is just reflective of the times that we're in, the music that people are listening to. But I also think as well, I can kind of understand this being the first Slane since Lord Henry Mountcharles's death, that his son Alex might want to put his own stamp on it, to speak to the times and to the youth of today and what they're listening to. So it makes sense to me on some level that they have made the decision to go with something different and someone who has not played there before. Because a lot of the people that were being rumoured to play, like Oasis and U2, have played. It's an interesting decision. And I echo what John's saying. I think it will be a smash hit.
Let's hear a little bit of Luke Combs, When It Rains, It Pours.
And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind. Ended up at a shell on 65. Then I won $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. See my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours.
So that's Luke Combs. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, I'm showing my ignorance here, John, in the sense that I'm not familiar with his music. But what does it say about the way trends on tastes are going in Ireland? I know we had the enormous popularity of Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. Now, that was very much a 1990s thing, maybe for an older generation when he came back to play in Croke Park a few years ago. But now we have this, and because we also had, who was the other fellow who played up in the Phoenix Park during the summer?
Yes.
Zach Bryan,
that's it. You saved John's blushes there with that one, Dee. Yes. That's another example, wasn't it? He did 2 nights in the Phoenix Park, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he did. And I mean, I don't know if like it's honest music. Country music is honest music. And I think when we're being served so much AI slop and so much rubbish by a lot of the streaming companies, that these are the sort of the quiet successes. You know, people are surprised that Luke Combs is playing Slane, as though Slane should be the preserve of four-piece rock bands forever and ever and ever. But that's not the case. This music speaks to a lot of people because it does reflect their daily lives. And that's a large reason for its popularity. Go back to Garth Brooks, go to Morgan Wallen. This is honest. Yeah. Country music has always been honest music about, you know, the everyday people. And that's a large contributor to its success. But even when, like, you think back to 2023, and I'm sure you both remember when Harry Styles was announced, there was grinding and gnashing of teeth.
It was uproar.
Uproar from the rock dads, because, it wasn't AC/DC. you know, it, like you talk about moving with the times, I'd say Alex Cunningham had been in his dad's ear for a few years going, you know, we need to sort of expand this. He, like Dee mentioned, he had Eminem, you had Madonna, you know, back in the day it was which rock band will it be this year? And it's just not like that anymore.
But could it be, Dee, as well, that Slane is a bit of a trek for a lot of people? And maybe it's not for the older people who can go to the Aviva or they'll go to Croke Park because they can get easy access through public transport when they're in Dublin. I know it's not just for Dublin people, it's for people all over the country. But Slane isn't the easiest place in the world. You might put up with it a bit more when you're young, in which case you want to see acts which are popular with younger people.
Yeah, and this is the thing, you know, we listed off different artists who have played there over the years. And hearing them in 2025, they are all people that would appeal to older demographics for sure. But at the time that they played, that wouldn't necessarily have been the case. And so Slane has always, you know, brought acts that Irish people wouldn't necessarily have gotten to see otherwise, and has always brought people who were cool with the kids and down with the kids at the time. And I think to John's point about country music and it having a moment, I think Irish people have always had a massive affinity with country music. I mean, the annual Late Late Show country music special was only on last week. Massive, massive hit. And I think we're all a little bit guilty of overlooking country music. But you have to remember, in recent years, it's become a lot cooler for what we would consider to be mainstream artists to dip their toe into that water, the likes of Sabrina Carpenter, Beyonce doing a full country album, whatever side of that argument you fall down on. But Sabrina Carpenter embracing the kind of country twinge stuff as well. So, and I do also think as well, it's worth saying, younger people, to my mind anyway, tend to be a lot less defined by genres when they think about music. So it's probably not that surprising for a younger person that somebody might have Luke Combs, Zach Bryan, and, you know, dance artists in their Spotify playlists. There's a lot more fluidity to it nowadays, which, you know, means that a place like Slane, an event like Slane, needs to keep up with that.
Well, let's remember some of the best days, though, from Slane in the past. For many people, it was 2001. It was a glorious summer, sunny day. Ireland had just beaten Holland in a World Cup qualifier with 10 men. God, those were the days for Irish football. And you two took to the stage here live at Slane. Beautiful day. That was you too. Beautiful day live at Slane in 2001. Memories for so many people. John Cadell, what were your favourites, or what do you think the best Slane concerts of the past were?
Well, I think a lot of the legendary Slane concerts come with their own sort of story. We know that there was a riot after the Bob Dylan gig in 1984, which was ironic.
Isn't it the least likely riot?
I would have thought
for Bob
Dylan.
Peace and love, man.
Yeah, you'd think the people would be so chemically enhanced that they'd be strolling down the road. But anyway.
And they missed the brief of the lyrics, for sure.
Yeah, and then Springsteen in 85, when we were talking about Lord Henry's passing, God bless him, we were saying that Springsteen had a massive row with his manager backstage. He said, this is too big. It was his very first stadium show. And he was terrified. And he was like, his manager, he was like, I can't do this. It's too big. Queen in 86 was their final tour. It was one of their very, very last gigs. Then you had Bowie in 87 with Glass Spider, which was a big mess. And then wasn't there a break then until 1992? 2002, I think, Guns N' Roses came at the height of their popularity. And people were like, what time are they even going to turn up? What time will they turn up on stage? And then there was another rest until, I think, 1993 or 94 with Neil Young. And who supported REM in 95 and stole the show? Oasis. So, like, you know, it's always, there's always been tales.
Madonna played as well. The weather was so bad, she was worried herself, and the dancers could get electrocuted. Like, yeah, you know, highs and lows.
Yeah.
Yeah, what other ones? Thin Lizzy. I think you too supported That's Thin right. Lizzy, didn't they?
They
the
did.
Very first
yeah,
one, possibly.
Yeah, I think the first lane was like 8,000 or 9,000 people, and you too. And when they did play Slane in 2001. Bono said the exact same line. He said, I'd like to thank Phil Lynott for letting us open the show. We're a band from the north side of Dublin called U2. This is our first single. I hope you like it. And it went into Out of Control. So, yeah, I mean, they did support at the very first lane, which nobody had any idea, much like Glastonbury, that it would become this thing.
I did mention as well, Dee, that it is a bit of a trek for a lot of people to get to. But once they get there, it is just sort of this wonderful natural amphitheatre, isn't it? And that 80,000 people can actually fit in there and have a great view and can hear it all, it makes it an incredible venue.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it's quite self-contained, you know, with that natural amphitheatre, with its proximity to the town. And I think, you know, we're all used to nowadays trekking much farther afield to go to different festivals and having to camp and do all that with it. A day trip to Slane is a bit of a doddle boy.
Now, Dee, in fairness, now when I went to see you two in Slane, it was like literally climbing Croagh-Patrick, trying to get from the road up to the theatre. It was too long. The walk was too long, and I swore, I said, unless Hendrix comes back, I'm never doing this walk again.
And what age were you that when
I
you?
I was 28.
And you were too old for Slane at 28?
No, I'm saying, no. I'm saying, like, I was in the full flush of youth, and it was still a hell of a trek. But you'll do it if you love the band. You'll do it. Of course you will.
But that's it. But that's what I mean. You know, people do far, you know, far, endure far greater things nowadays, like camping at Glastonbury or what have you. So I don't think that it feels like such an insurmountable problem nowadays.
Okay, look, we better leave it there. Thank you both very much for doing a special bonus music edition this year, having missed out.
And
on
I know you were just
you missed us.
You were chomping at the bit to do the Rush reunion.
We might do that,
we'll do
next
that
Tuesday.
Next week. Okay.
Yeah, now that there's a new drummer been brought on board. Yeah, okay. I'm already looking at the dates next year.
No doubt.
But I'm thinking of not going to the United States. I might have to go to either Mexico City
or
Canada.
Well, will you hang on? They might announce Europe. You never know.
I don't know. I'm not sure they will. Okay. Shouldn't it be great fun? I'm sort of
rambling
on.
Save it for next week.
Save it for next week. All right. Thank you very much, John Cadell, Dee Reddy.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.